With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The feds are investigating the deadly terrorist attack, a pickup truck used as a weapon, 15 people killed on New Year's Day, resulting in
a horrific morning after New Year's Eve celebrations in New Orleans' French Quarter. And the FBI's Althea Duncan says,
after hitting the crowd, he exited the vehicle and fired upon local law enforcement.
He was killed, but they don't think 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar of Texas, an Army veteran, acted alone.
We're aggressively running down every lead, including those of his known associates.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The New Orleans attack coming on the same day that Georgia and Notre Dame were set to play in the Sugar Bowl.
The matchup was postponed until later today at 4 Eastern time because of the deadly attack, which took place about a mile away from the Superdome. Sugar Bowl CEO Jeff Hundley said that public safety was paramount and that all parties agreed that the postponement was in the interest of all concerned. Congressman Troy Carter added that the decision to postpone the game was, quote, not done lightly.
Correspondent George Williams. Heavy-duty fireworks in the bed of a cyber truck outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas triggered an explosion that killed the vehicle's occupant and injured 7 bystanders. That incident being investigated for possible links to the attack in New Orleans. In both cases, rented vehicles were involved and the trucks were rented in the same location. Also at SRNnews.com, 3 people dead, 20 others injured. A New Year's fireworks explosion in a Honolulu area neighborhood. It happened around midnight. Authorities say a lit bundle of mortar-style fireworks tipped over, crashing into crates holding other fireworks that then blew up. Wall Street set to rally at the opening bell this morning. Dow futures up 282 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 189 points. This is SRN News. The Middle East is still the most dangerous place to be a Christian.
According to a detailed analysis of global data, the Pew Research Center reveals that believers and members of other minority faiths were killed in 45% of the countries in that region during 2022, the last year for which all the numbers are in. The Middle East is also the part of the world where Christians are most likely to be beaten or arrested for their beliefs. Africa comes in second in those categories. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The number of abortion clinics that have been closing in pro-life states is being balanced by new ones opening in pro-abortion states. There were 800 publicly identifiable abortion providers in the U.S. in May of 2022, the month before the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade. Today, there are 792. Illinois, Kansas, and New Mexico among states with new clinics. Several pro-life states have no abortion clinics of any type. This is SRN News. The feds holding a Virginia man who they suspect may have been planning something dangerous and deadly.
The stockpile was found during a December search of the home and detached garage of 36-year-old Brad Spafford. Federal investigators found more than 150 homemade pipe bombs, explosive devices marked as lethal, and some of the homemade bombs loaded into a wearable vest. Other apparent pipe bombs were found in a backpack in a bedroom of the home Spafford shares with his wife and 2 young children. He's being held on firearms charges, but prosecutors say he faces numerous additional potential charges. His defense attorneys argue there's not a shred of evidence that he was planning violence and that he has no criminal record. But at a hearing this week, the judge agreed to keep him detained. I'm Jennifer King.
10 people injured, a shooting outside a nightclub in Queens, New York. Police say about 15 people were standing outside that club late last night when 4 men approached and opened fire. No word on what it was all about. More details at SRNnews.com.